Earlier this week, I posted on the Mountain FM Facebook page. I shared some photos from local photographer Iden, who was up in the Spray Lakes area, and posted some pictures of what looked like a barren wasteland, very dry, cracked kind of earth conditions. Really cool photos. I think a lot of people, just with the fact that the fire hazard's so high, we haven't had a lot of rain, it's been really dry, maybe concerned about things like reservoir levels. What are things looking like up in the Spray Lakes area right now?
Definitely saw those photos. I think the fisheye lens gave it a little bit of an exaggeration,
sure,
though.
Sure, sure. But I mean, that's art, right?
It did spark me to call TransAlta. In this area, we got Minnewanka, Upper and Lower Kananaskis, and the Spray. What he indicated is that the levels right now are within the normal range for this time of year. They regulate their levels in their reservoirs based on the time of year. So at this time of year, the levels are very, very low because they want the runoff and spring precipitation to fill those reservoirs. And then they use that water that they store in the winter to generate electricity in their hydro stations. So what you see is this yearly pattern of the levels through the winter slowly going down. We get into the spring, they're very, very low. Then we get precipitation and runoff. They go up in the summer and then they're full. And then we get to the fall and winter and then they start going down again. This is about energy generation as well. And also, if we had another serious rain event, having low levels in these reservoirs means that they can store that water instead of having it flow downstream and possibly causing issues.
Undeniably, it's dry right now. We haven't had a lot of rain for May, but it's not like freak out drought kind of levels then.
The levels in the reservoir are well within normal. As for our yearly precipitation levels, you know how we talk about weather a lot. We're Canadian and totally. We're on live radio. We got to talk about weather.
Of course.
I really get a sense that this is an early spring for us. June is usually the month where we get
monsoon June.
I don't want to come to any conclusions about what this year will be, dry or not dry, until we see how much precipitation we get in that month, because that's going to be really key. But the Rocky Mountain Soap Company run, for example, 4 or 5 years ago, it wasn't able to be held on the Nordic Center trails because they were still covered with snow. Same weekend, same time of year. So there is variability within this time of year.
The lower levels in the reservoir, though, also tied to another story, and that was about found human remains last week.
Skeletal remains. A couple of hikers were up near the reservoir and found a jawbone and a couple other fragments, thus sparking a call to the RCMP. They did around a day search of the area. They found approximately 16 more bone fragments. On Tuesday, the medical examiner was actually scheduled to look at those remains and determine a number of things. Age, gender, as well as we don't know at this time the circumstances and whether or not they're suspicious. I do expect within the next week another press release out from the RCMP to provide more information.